And that's a scene from Our Lady of the Tortilla that opened last night at the El Paso Playhouse. And with us this afternoon, Moises Arreola, Veronica Frescas, and Yuridice Sacedo from the play and from the Playhouse. Welcome, folks, to El Paso Primetime.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Let's talk about Our Lady of the Tortilla, opening night last night. It'll run tonight. Tomorrow is an afternoon matinee. And for the next couple of weeks, right?
The next 4 weeks through October
9th.
So you've got the rest of this month and into October for Hispanic Heritage Month, as a matter of fact.
And I just want to say it was a fantastic opening night. Everybody loved it. They laughed. They cried. And don't miss out.
It's a fascinating way to look at something that is a Southwestern tradition, but oddly enough is also written in a form of New Jersey turnpike-ish kind of a satire based upon tradition.
That was beautifully said. I was in awe.
Okay, so now that we've gotten that part of the philosophical thing out of the way, let's go ahead and kind of like tease the folks. Tease our audience and let them know what's going on. Moises, you play an integral part of this this whole scene. Mm-hmm. You remind me of me when I was 20. So,
how so?
Well, in this play, your character almost rejects tradition in the family.
Right. Right.
How do you tap into something like that if that's never really been part of your own psyche?
Well, it actually has. Growing up, I was never actually proud of being Hispanic. I was ashamed of my own skin color. And I thought that I was alone on that growing up, so I kept it to myself, really. And it wasn't until, I think, until I moved out of my hometown and came to El Paso where I realized that it's nothing to really be ashamed of. So really, it's just tapping into that personality that I had when I was a little kid, that it makes it a little bit easier to get into that character.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yuridice, Vero, you co-direct this unique cast of characters, not only as characters, but also as friends that you've known for a long, long time inside the theater, and propelling them into, I guess you could say, a different part of the country that most of us who grew up here can't possibly fathom what it's like to live in Jersey.
In Jersey.
Yeah, unless you've lived there for a couple of years, you just obviously can't figure out, how did you make this work?
It's interesting. the core of this play is family. And yes, it deals with the idea of culturalism and identity, but what is family but that, your identity? And it could be either in New Jersey, where it was firstly written for. And by the way, shout out to Valerie, who's in the studio. She's quietly hiding over there. She's from New Jersey. And transplanted to a Mexican-American experience. Yes, many of us are not as familiar with it. But at the same time, it feels very familiar.
Mm-hmm.
This idea of having these multicultural, focuses and perspectives of your world. And if I may quickly describe the show, it's about a small nucleus, two sisters, one of them being a mother to two sons, which are Nelsons right here in the studio with us. And how they've adapted to the United States, how they've added their beliefs and their religion and their culture to it, and just like in New Jersey, where you have this spinster of a sorts who's very religious and takes care of the children, to her sister who is the breadwinner of it, it's the same thing that happens here in El Paso every day. And every time we sit down and have a conversation with all our actors, which, yes, they're all good friends, wonderful friends, and I think that facilitates the rehearsal process. We sit down and we always say, well, this reminds me of my tía, or my, I kind of identified with Nelson's brother the other night. I said, oh, yeah, that reminds me of my uncle when he was young and very flirty. Now he's settled down and he has a lovely wife. And it's wonderful to see those parallels between them. So at the same time, I go back. Yes, we don't understand or at least know or familiar with this whole New Jersey experience, this whole new, you know, different type. But at the same time, it's the same thing. And so doing this play, we do have everything is set in New Jersey, but it still has that Mexican El Paso flavor to it.
Right.
That is wonderful. And then I go home and I start talking in my bilingualism, which is fun to bring back.
One of the things to notice about this particular play, yes, it's in Jersey, and yes, you're right, you can apply it to El Paso, Las Cruces, you could even apply it to Ciudad Juarez, where it would be playing just as well. I think what really brings this whole thing together is the fact that, number one, we're in the midst of the 53rd season of El Paso Playhouse. Number two, the Playhouse has always been a part of this community, and so this play should resonate with a lot of our community members.
Exactly. Blank. I just went blank there. Remember to just delete this part.
No, we're good. 3, 2, 1.
Thank you. Yes, it completely resonates, like you said, with the El Paso experience and with, once again, that family aspect, that religious aspect, and then it's just this wholehearted fun about how we all see, as El Pasoans, it doesn't matter if you're Hispanic or not, how we see and how we, the El Paso mentality is the United States with the Mexican, with all the other cultures that we have.
The melting pot?
Melting pot.
There you go. That's what it was.
My publicist is looking at me like I don't know what I'm saying. I'm an artist.
I like the way that this whole season has been put together. The drama that is a part of theater. And the humor, the comedies, the acting, and the resonance of each one of these performances with the audience, that's what really is. It is truly magnificent. All of the work pays off when the audience says, oh, my God, that was great.
It's definitely a relatable piece. It's definitely a relatable play, especially in the area that we're in.
Mm-hmm.
In the previous shows that I've been with the Playhouse, I don't think there has been a more relatable show to be in to watch. So there's definitely something in there for everyone.
Yeah, I think so too.
And I think with Anthony, you touched on that because we did say that this was our 53rd. It's our 53rd season of drama, because the majority of the plays are very, very dramatic. I mean, we started off with Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, and then we went into August, Osage County. And so now we've got a bit of a comedic relief here now with Our Lady of the Tortilla. And as I mentioned earlier, it falls right for Hispanic Heritage Month. So we hope to see a lot of people come out and support us for that reason, you know, especially here on the border. I think we celebrate it every day. You know, our heritage, our population is highly Hispanic, and so more than anything, you touched on it earlier, Dennis, when you were talking about, you know, having our friends. Some of them are our friends for years, and this cast is great. It's a wonderful cast, because you know it's nice to work again with some people that you've worked with in the past. And they just, you put them together, and it's just always amazing to see the work that they create. You're just going to laugh. I mean, it's hysterically funny. If those of you who remember, you know, Carol Burnett sketches,
yes,
that's really what it is, because you know, they're really just trying to keep it together themselves by not laughing, and it's amazing that they're able to pull that off, just because it's just, they're just that professional in doing so. But it is so funny, and it is a lot of fun to work in and to watch these performers. I'm honored to always just sit back and watch, you know, because they do just such an amazing job. So, you know, we really hope that we see a lot more people coming out for the Sunday matinees, because we did throw in an extra Sunday so that people can, that aren't able to make it on the weekends, especially our older community that they can't drive at night or whatever the case may be. We do have those Sundays, and it's definitely a treat. You can't miss this one.
I want to mention something that we often will forget here especially in El Paso, and I'm not sure exactly why, but public transportation, some people have a tendency to be a little adverse to, but for our audience members who need public transportation and want to come to the Playhouse, let me tell you, the number 50 and the number 35 stop on Yandell and Magnolia, if you're going to downtown El Paso, it's just a block away from the El Paso Playhouse. And if you're coming from the west side, take the 50, the 50 and the 35, and it'll stop a block away from the Playhouse on Montana. So you can actually make it to this, to the Playhouse, and use public transportation. If you take the 33, the 55, the 25, and the 41, that leads you off two blocks away from the Playhouse. There is no reason why you can't come to the show. Seriously. And it's a great show. I'm very honored to be a part of this one as well.
Well, you are Father Fernandez. Now everybody knows.
Oh, boy.
There will be pictures all over the set of Dennis. It will be a game. That's all I can say.
So what else should we talk about while we have a few moments here about the Playhouse? What else is upcoming heading into 2017? Oh, my gosh, 2017.
Where were you there?
10 years ago is no longer 96, guys.
Yeah, I know.
10 years ago is 2006.
Okay, wow. Now,
how do you feel about that?
I'm going to quietly cry in my corner.
It's amazing how the season just flies by, because we put 2 months of working towards mm-hmm. a show, 4 weekends, about a month, you know, of performing it, tear it down. 2 weeks later, we start off with another show. So it's just amazing how fast now that we're, like you said, we're already now into our third show. Following us is going to be another very powerful show, mm-hmm. and we invite, they're already in rehearsals for that one as well, for The Diary of Anne Frank.
Mm.
Which we're really looking forward to that one. In light of everything that's going on right now,
mm-hmm.
I think it's really a good show to sit back and look at history and hope to God it doesn't repeat itself. So we have that show, and that's running from October into November. Mm-hmm. And then our holiday show, if you remember last year, we did have It's a Wonderful Life for a weekend. But because it did so well and it was only a weekend, our patrons are asking for more. So this time we'll have it for 2 weekends in December, and that'll close out this year. And then we open up again in February. We gave ourselves a very slight reprieve. And
tiny one.
In February with the women.
With the women, yes.
Followed by Driving Miss Daisy, and then ending with No Sex, Please, We're British. So we do have some comedy sprinkles starting with this show that you should, again, come out and see it.
Yes, we made everybody feel these first couple of shows, and now it's time to laugh, and then we're going to go back and go into retrospect with Anne Frank, and then we're going to feel the whole idea of the holiday spirit with It's a Wonderful Life. And the women is also a comedy kind of like satire in a way of relationships, of female relationships in our society. And then comes Driving Miss Daisy, this classic, and of course finish with No Sex, Please, We're British, which is a hilarious comedy that must be seen on stage. That's all I can say. It's a surprise.
You're taking him through a roller coaster.
I am.
Up and down.
I'm exhausted
up and down.
Already.
All year.
I'm exhausted. But I love it.
So let's give props to this show, to the wonderful actors that we have.
Oh, yes.
Performance.
Yeah, absolutely.
Those of you who, and I'm going to say, I'm sorry, you were fortunate to have caught Still Magnolias last season. We're bringing back a few of those actresses, and let me tell you, they're just hysterical. Leslie Horvath and Christy Castaños are hilarious as the two sisters. Minden Dixon, while you might not see her, you'll hear her on stage.
Valerie.
She's our Valerie. and Steven
Solis. Who is coming back to theater after a nice little break.
And Moises,
who was Picasso last season.
Yeah.
And we missed him for a year, so we're glad to have him back. And so
it's good to be back.
And
Thank you.
Kelly
is Rodriguez, who has done Gilbert and Sullivan, YouTube Dinner Theater. This is her first time doing a El Paso Playhouse show, and she's really excited. She's heard great things, and just she's a phenomenal actress as well, and great singer. So I'm so excited to have, like Dennis said, friends who have come together to do this beautiful show, which is not, people would think it's just some type of, you know, quick slapstick kind of comedy, but it's not. It has so many levels that it would take us probably a whole semester to talk about. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's this beautiful, beautiful cast of people who really, of artists, professionals who really believe in their craft, respect it, and adhere to the reverence of what we all do. So it's an immense pleasure to sit there and laugh my head off and forget, oh, wait, I'm supposed to be directing. Yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing everybody, all our audience members, come and see this magic happen. Because the magic's already in rehearsal time. Can't wait to be on stage.
Oh, I can't wait to do it again and again and again and again. So tonight, showtime is at
8 o'clock.
And then tomorrow's afternoon's matinee?
2 o'clock.
Okay. And this runs all the way through October?
October 9th. And I would be remiss if I didn't thank the Lunchbox on Montana, or those of you who are familiar with it off of Montana. They're the ones who have generously donated the tortillas that you're seeing.
Delicious tortillas.
Very nice.
Are we going to get to eat them after?
Yes.
Best ever.
Yes. I will be eating them. You'll find me in a closet. And of course, you, Dennis. Thank you. Thank you for joining our company. Thank you for being this wonderful source of light in this world of many artistries. And I'm so glad that you're back on stage with us.
Well, thank you for inviting me. This is really exciting. Our guests, Moises Arreola, Veronica Frescas, and Yuridai Saucedo, are with the El Paso Playhouse and have been talking about Our Lady of the Tortilla at the El Paso Playhouse. Curtain time at 8 tonight. Sunday matinees at 2. 532-1317 is the number to call for info and tickets. ElPasoPlayhouse.com is the website. They're also on Facebook.